Welcome to Conversations That Bloom, a space for women thriving at the intersection of faith and grit. For women who have a desire to have real and raw conversations about faith. For women who have the resilience to continue even when things are falling apart and still find enough time to treat themselves to some much needed self-care. We believe words are powerful, and with each conversation, God will meet you where you're at and reveal a new way to approach whatever life is throwing at you. My name is Belia, and I'm your host. Good morning, good afternoon, greetings to you all. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations That Bloom. There's going to be a jingle in the near future. Just watch this space. We are all praying that Holy Spirit does his thing and brings someone to just make a jingle, put some music together, and, you know, do what it does. But anyway, that's not the reason why we are gathered here today once again for another lovely episode. I am super excited to just give you guys an update. I am still in the middle of wedding planning. Just about to get into the thick of things. Work is going really well. Things are going well there. We're flourishing. God is faithful. He's really looking after us. As I always say, Jesus is our CEO. We are really just out here stewarding what he's gifted us with. So yeah, it's been a really great season for Yeloree, learning new lessons, being stretched, growing up, just learning life is really life, and just navigating the new season has been super, super good. One of the things that I'm learning as well is that if I focus on Jesus, he takes care of the rest. And that's really what I've been trying to do a lot in this current season, is focusing on Jesus so that he does the rest. And obviously for me, that looks like being intentional with reading the Word of God, praying, showing up at church, serving, loving on people in my community, surrendering daily. Listening to really good worship music. I'm still working on the type of stuff I watch as well, and also just being intentional with consuming content that is aligned with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. So all of that has been a process for me. All of that has been a journey. Also just seeing how God's hand has been in my work. His hand has been in my family, and just being really aware of his presence has helped me see more of who he is and less of my problems. And I feel like the more we look at Jesus, the more we see his good side, the stuff about him that makes him human, right? Because Jesus was once human. And it's important for us to relate to Jesus as human as well, so that we can see ourselves being able to become more Christ-like. And that is the goal. That's the vision. And the more we focus on him, the fact that he was also human, but also God in one, and how he was able to overcome temptations, and how he focused on what God placed him on earth to do, and how he was a disciple, discipling others, being discipled by God the Father, but also focusing on the bigger picture. Like, that's something so beautiful. I'm always in awe and just really inspired by the life of Jesus. Every single day, I want to be more like him and just like reflect his goodness on earth and just show people that it's really beautiful on this side of the other of the life of being focused on Jesus and loving on him purely. So yeah, that's really where I'm at in terms of relationships and God and church and all of that good stuff. And as I record this podcast, I think I'm filled with so much gratitude because God has really shown me his goodness, his kindness, and how in control he really is, and that he has everything really just planned out well for me and mine. Or what I need to do is be a daughter, be, you know, a sheep listening to him as my shepherd and allowing him to lead me. Like the word says in Psalm 23, he's our shepherd. He leads us to lie down. And that's really my desire. I think from the beginning of the year, my deepest desire was to be led into rest. And now that I'm in rest, I have all of this perspective of how much I am blessed with, how much goodness God has given me, how sweet my life is, how I don't need to compare, I don't need to compete, I don't need to strive. I belong here. I am accepted here. I am loved here. I am enough right here. So that's why I love this podcast. I feel like it's just such a great symbol of God's goodness in every way, and I want that to always echo throughout the generations. I want this podcast to live beyond me and just show people that if you focus on God, no matter what you go through, you will always have something to testify about. You always have something to look at and be like, yes, at least I have this. Yes, at least I'm grateful for this. So yeah, I think that's just something that the Holy Spirit placed on my heart for me to share with you guys today. And of course, it's not something that we all are easily inclined to because of life struggles, battles, you know, things just happening, life doing what it does best with storms, winds, grief, pain, suffering, anxiety, addictions, you name it, life will throw it in your face. But the last time I checked, my Bible said that He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. So whatever you're facing, if you have not recognized it as an enemy yet, God can't prepare a table for you so that you can walk out of that valley. Okay? You need to recognize your struggles and be like, this is an enemy. How do you fight an enemy? With strategies that come directly from the Word of God, that come from praying, that come from you being submitted and having a surrendered heart. And for me, that's been something that the Holy Spirit has been taking me on a journey on, and something I'm learning each and every day. I need to have a surrendered heart in order to receive strategies that allow me to defeat the enemy. The enemy is depression. The enemy is anxiety. The enemy is suicidal thoughts. The enemy is addiction. The enemy is anger. The enemy is poverty. The enemy is timidity. The enemy is fear. That's the enemy. And then for me now to say, okay, I'm going to attack the enemy in the spirit with the word, because the word of God is directly opposite to what the enemy's tactics are. The word of God is joy, peace. The word of God is kindness, virtue, perseverance, diligence. That's the word of God, right? And the enemy, like I've just said and outlined, is anger, negativity, all of that stuff. So what are your strategies? How are you fighting your enemy? Have you recognized your enemy? What do you need to do to make sure that you know your enemy, if you don't know your enemy yet? Because your enemy is not people, ladies and gentlemen. Your enemy is not people. I feel like it took me a very long time to accept this and to come to terms with this, because people is broad. Do you know who falls under the category of people? Okay, it's your mom, your dad, your siblings, your co-workers, the people you study with, the people you go to church with, the people you see around you, the guy who raped you, the person who abused you, your abuser currently, the person you're dating, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever that person is, that is not your enemy. The enemy is in the spirit, because the last time I checked, my Bible says that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Principalities are unseen. You can't see anger, right? You just see it manifesting through people because it needs something to manifest through. And now what the enemy does is that he makes you think that people are supposed to be your target, when the people are supposed to be the ones you're bringing into the light, into the kingdom of God, into the other side of the war, because there's a clear war, there's a clear battle. Light and darkness, anger and peace, you know, timidity and confidence. Like, what's up? It's real. It's real. The minute someone is confident, you know, timidity is like, why is this person confident? Why are they not shy? Why are they not keeping quiet? Why are they talking? They need to keep quiet. They need to stop talking. But that's not it. The Bible says that we have not been given a spirit of timidity. We have been given a spirit of self-discipline, self-control, a sound mind, peace. That's the spirit we have. Everything else is from the devil. So you need to stand in your victory and take on your full armor, knowing that you are a child of God. You are standing in the light. You are set apart. You are the salt. You are the light. You are not like these other ordinary people walking around doing fwem, fwem, fwem. My fiance always laughs when I make that sound effect. Love my baby. Okay, anyway, back to the podcast. So, what are your strategies for the battlefield? How do you enter the battlefield? How do you look at your enemy? Who is your enemy? Okay, who is your enemy? Remember that the enemy is not people. The enemy is anger. Everything that God says you shouldn't do. And if you read your word, it's so clear. It's so, so clear. So let's like put on our big girl pants, big boy pants, and enter the strategy. And enter the battlefield with God's strategies. Okay, let's enter the kingdom of God, let's enter our workplaces with our eyes wide open, knowing that we are entering a battlefield and our strategy is the strategy of light, the kingdom of light, where there is guaranteed victory. You are going to see a victory. There is no choice but victory to come your way because you are part of the winning side. That's just what it is. He defeated death, conquered it all. My God, that's who you are. Oh, guys, when I start talking about Jesus, I go crazy. I get so excited. So yes, let's put on our big old pants, big boy pants. Let's take on the full armor. Let's enter, you know, the battlefield, knowing that we are standing in a position of victory, knowing that we have strategies from God. So, how do we want to end off this podcast? What are the things that I would love for you to think about, right? We have identified the enemy. We have identified where we need to get our strategies from. And now, how do we take this back into our world after listening to this podcast, right? Like, what do you do now? Like, what's next, Billy? Yeah? What's next is that you want to take a journal. You want to take a book. Write down your feelings. Write down your thoughts. And assess yourself for a week and see your own patterns. What do you think about the most? Are your thoughts mostly dark or are your thoughts mostly light? Are you thinking about negativity or are you thinking about positivity? You are wired for optimism. So if you have not been seeing optimism, there should be a problem. You are wired for gratitude. If you've not been seeing gratitude, there is a problem. You need to shift that into light. So get a journal, write down your thoughts. See your own patterns. What have you been thinking? What have you been feeling? Put it down. Document it. If you can do it daily, even better. But if you only do it once every other day, you skip a day, but then you do it another day, that's okay. Clean slate is better than not doing it at all. So try and try again until it becomes a habit, until you are seeing all of these journals stacked up and you're like, oh my gosh, when did that happen? You literally see the evidence of your own growth as you go. So take a journal, write these things down, and then write down the ideal version of yourself that you would like to be according to what you've seen in the Word of God. So, for example, you've read the Word says that I have not been given a spirit of timidity, but I have been given a spirit of love, self-control, and a sound mind. But then you're not feeling those things, okay? But you would like to feel love, I mean self-control, a sound mind, you know, confidence, whatever. You would like to feel these things, but you haven't been feeling them. This is the ideal version you would like to be. Write that down. Write down the scripture and speak it out to yourself daily so that you are hearing it. And then your old self is being diluted by the new renewal of your mind. That's now the process of renewal. Literally. Simplified. I hope we are together on this. Let us not fall away from the word. Let's renew ourselves according to the word and not according to our own versions of who we should be. Alternatively to this, you could just sit down and say, I want to be beautiful. I want to be confident. I want to be courageous. But then there's no word to be the foundation. You need to build it on the rock, which is the word. When you forget, at least you go back to the word and it reminds you, hey, timidity is not your portion. You have confidence. If you write down what you are trying to be without the word, you won't have that rock to remind you that this is who you are. Okay? We are building ourselves on the rock. Our identity is on the rock. You are renewing, you are rebooting, you are rewiring, you are taking back ownership of your mental space. You are saying, this is mine. I want it back according to what the word of God says. And that's on period. That's today's podcast. That's the strategy I have for everyone today. I hope you are blessed by this episode. I hope you are ready to take back what's yours. I pray that God blesses you. I pray that you are enriched daily. I just encourage you to study the books in the Bible, each one like monthly, each one weekly, whatever you want to do. just eat up the word of God and just see your life become so much more beautiful. You will see fruit, you will experience, you will taste and see that he is good daily, and you will not dry out. I am assuring you that. Like, what? The word of God is where it's at, period. All right, everybody, I love you guys. I hope you're keeping well. Keep on blooming. Please do subscribe to our socials. Rate and review this podcast. Let us know your thoughts so far. I hope you're enjoying season 2 so far. And yes, please follow us everywhere. We are Bloomers, Belia Ndlovu. I am your host. I will see you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.